See, watch that transition work now. Look okay. At this. One of the links in the newsletter today is from Axios. Headline: Focus Group, Pennsylvania Swing Voters Favor More Drilling. I see the word focus group. I immediately think of Rich Tao and Engages, because Rich is the guy who has made it his thing to interview swing voters in swing districts. And lo and behold, he has just been in our backyard in Pennsylvania. It's not so much the drilling that interests me. It's the perception of Dr. Oz, because, of course, this was the week that former President Trump weighed in on the Pennsylvania Senate race and put his thumb on the scale on the side of Dr. Oz. Is that going to move the needle? This is Rich Tao. Hey, Rich, thank you so much for coming back. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Glad to have you here. Remind everybody what it is you do. What are these focus groups?
Good morning, Michael. It's great to be back. So every month we do focus groups in key swing states with Trump to Biden voters. These are people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, then flipped to Joe Biden in 2020.
So you've been, for the last couple of years, traveling the country, always interviewing not only swing voters, but in swing districts. Now you're in my backyard, your backyard. What did you find out about the Senate race?
Well, the Senate race was fascinating. So we had 13 people this month, all from Pennsylvania. And I asked them about the Senate primary on the Republican side, the Democratic side. We had six Republican registrants who could vote in the Republican primary. And all six of them said that they would take McCormick over Oz. And we had shown them ads that are positive ads from each candidate, then attack ads, each one attacking the other. And the thing that was so fascinating was that their feelings about Oz were remarkable, just merciless. They, not all of them, but nearly all of them, had the most negative things to say about them, about him. And I think we've got an audio clip. I don't know whether you want to play it. That talks about what they said about Oz. I was stunned.
I do. Here it is.
We spent some time talking about the upcoming Senate primary in Pennsylvania. Let's start with the Republican candidates. When we showed respondents an unlabeled photo of Dr. Mehmet Oz, 12 of 13 respondents could identify him by name. Only one could identify David McCormick by name. Here's how they describe Dr. Oz.
Just false advertising, public appearances is all he's interested in.
Celebrity and a clown.
I would go with celebrity, opportunist, and like unnecessary.
Hack.
Smarmy. Fake.
He gives me a creepy vibe. He looked like something from Dexter. It reminded me of Dexter. You see the show Dexter?
My God, back in real time. Rich, Mrs. Lincoln, other than that, how did you like the play? I mean, brutal.
Absolutely brutal. I mean, I can't imagine or think back to any time, Michael, where I heard such a negative litany of characteristics about a candidate. And then what was even more interesting was I said, well, you know, former President Trump endorsed Oz over the weekend. Does that change your thinking? And for a number of them, keep in mind, of course, Michael, I'm talking to Trump to Biden voters. These people who bailed
on
Trump.
They've left Trump, right.
They left Trump. But the fact that Trump had endorsed Oz was a clear negative. And they talk about how much they detested Trump. So if Trump endorsed him, that's even less of a reason for them to vote for him.
Here is the question. Are these people so negative toward Oz? Where would they have been 6 months ago? I mean, frankly, Rich, it's amazing. And I know some people would say, well, yeah, he's on TV, blah, blah, blah. That 12 of 13 recognized him, to me, is amazing, because so oftentimes you'll see a late night show do man on the street interviews and nobody knows who the vice president is. But the real question that I had is the negative perception of Oz, something pre-existing, or is that because he's getting the crap beat out of him in negative ads right now on television?
Honestly, it's hard for me to know since I didn't ask about this in the last year. I'd love to have done a comparison, but I got the sense, this is intuitive for me, Michael, having moderated hundreds of focus groups. I think most of this was longstanding. There seems to be just a sense that this guy is a lightweight, and that he, you know, he's not really a Pennsylvania resident, I heard. And, you know, Trump is pushing him because it advances Trump's agenda, not Oz's agenda. You know, there's some really, really interesting stuff about Oz. I mean, the word that kept coming up over and over again was celebrity, which isn't necessarily a negative word. But the thing was, a lot of these people, I think, felt that having voted for Trump, who was a celebrity, and being dissatisfied with him, they look now at Oz and they kind of see the same trajectory.
Rich, how, if only one of the 13 had heard of Dave McCormick, did I get that right?
Yes, correct.
Then how of the 6 Republicans are 5 saying they have no doubt the primary will be won by McCormick?
Well, they said they'd vote for McCormick. They would choose McCormick.
They would. Oh, they would vote for him?
Yes.
Why? They're voting for a guy they never heard of.
Well, I showed ads from both candidates, positive ads and negative ads. That's what after that, I asked the question. And the thing was, they liked the McCormick ads generally. They thought he was a regular guy. He was relatable. As one of the respondents said, you know, he wasn't touting the fact that he's a cardiac surgeon. You know, one of the most interesting responses, Michael, about Oz, by the way, was they said, you know, with Oz, you know, he's a heart surgeon. He's on TV. Will he really have time to do his job in the Senate?
In other words, they think he's still performing open heart surgery?
Yep.
Wow. Hey, something else. On the Democratic side of the aisle, Fetterman and Malcolm Kenyatta were the ones who were known. Am I right? Only one person had even heard of Connor Lamb?
Connor Lamb was not generally well recognized. In fact, none of these candidates, most of the respondents could not identify any of the 3 candidates. So they are barely a blip on the radar screen for these folks. I showed ads from all 3 of the candidates. After that, basically one said they would take Fetterman. I had 4 registered Democrats, I should say. So one would take Fetterman, 3 would take Kenyatta, and none of them would take Connor Lamb.
You know, we should also remind people, to those who say, hey, who cares about 12 people in a room with Rich Tao? The purpose here is not that it's scientific as a cross-section of society, but it's a qualitative analysis. Is that what I should be telling people?
Absolutely. You're always going to get that criticism. Oh, it's such a small group. It's not representative. Absolutely. It is not representative. What I'm talking about here with numbers is just to give you a sense of the room and then why people responded the way they did. That's the key. Why?
You know, what's interesting is that in Pennsylvania, many are saying, why would Donald Trump have weighed in for Oz when McCormick seems to be the person with more traction? And you are reinforcing that with your focus group data. And in Politico today, and we posted this at Smirconish.com, there's similarly a story by people in MAGA world who are telling Trump, please don't endorse J.D. Vance. He can't win the race. He might have a bigger celebrity persona. And I'm thinking to myself, if Trump does weigh in and does weigh in for Vance, and I don't know that he will, although he seems drawn to celebrity aura, it could be a very similar situation to Pennsylvania.
It could be. I've arguably Oz is much better known than J.D. Vance. But the celebrity thing is a real issue because people think that these are not as serious candidates if they don't have experience in the political realm.
Sum up, what's the big takeaway from Rich Tao and Engages about swing voters that you just interviewed in Pennsylvania?
I would say the big takeaway is look very closely at how Trump behaves vis-a-vis Oz and McCormick over the next month. I would not be surprised if there's a relinquishing of the endorsement.
Wow.
Similar to what you saw in Alabama, because it was a tidal wave of dissatisfaction with Oz coming from these Republican voters.
And more than anything else, more than issues, more than ideology, more than the fate of the nation, he wants to win. Yeah. Above all else, Donald Trump wants to win.
Yeah, and he's not making it easier for himself to win, at least with this crowd of swing voters. By endorsing Oz.
I should say he wants to win and he wants to win with other people's money. That's the dual purpose. Rich, thank you. Excellent report. As always, wish you good things.
Same to you, Michael.
It's Rich Tao from Engages, the piece by Sarah Mucha and Shane Savitsky from Axios is posted at smirconish.com. Okay. Listen.